This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we'll talk about how common household items may be making you sick. A lot of people suffer allergies and can't figure out why. But as Midwest Today Magazine's environmental editor, Dave Christie, tells us, the answer may be closer than you think.
Consumers wanting to rid their homes of toxic chemicals should follow their noses. A new study by the University of Washington discovered that 25 commonly scented products like laundry detergents and air freshener emit an average of 18 chemicals each. Of the various chemicals detected in the study, nearly a quarter are classified as toxic or hazardous under federal law. Yet only one of these harmful chemicals was listed on a product label. Even so-called green products were not safe. You may be surprised to learn that manufacturers are not required to disclose any ingredients in cleaning supplies, air fresheners, or laundry detergents, all of which are regulated by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Personal care products, which are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, are also not compelled to list ingredients that are used in fragrances, even though a single fragrance in a product can be a mixture of up to several hundred ingredients. Researchers analyzed air fresheners, including sprays, solids, and oils, laundry products, including detergents, fabric softeners, and dryer sheets, personal care products such as soaps, hand sanitizers, lotions, deodorant, and shampoo, and cleaning products, including disinfectants and dish detergent. All were widely used brands. The products emitted more than 420 chemicals collectively that are either classified as toxic and/or as carcinogens by the EPA or FDA. A number of these can have adverse health effects on humans and animals. Yet almost none of these were listed on the product labels. About 20% of Americans experience adverse health effects from air fresheners, and 10% complain of bad effects from laundry products. There's a bill pending in the Senate that would require manufacturers to list ingredients for their products because of the potential for what are called secondhand scents. Many people spend a fortune trying to find what's causing their allergic reactions, little suspecting that some common used household cleaning and personal care products are the culprits. If you want to avoid these hidden chemicals, do what Grandma did. Clean with vinegar and baking soda and open windows for ventilation. If there's no old-fashioned alternative for the product, find one that's fragrance-free. I'm Dave Christie for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Mike James samples a Heartland restaurant you're going to love.
One of the more unique restaurants I've sampled has an unusual name and menu. It's called the 7M Grill in Omaha, Nebraska. 7M boasts a gluten-free menu with starters like Asian crab lettuce wraps, Thai egg rolls, scampi, or ceviche. But I like the Mediterranean chicken lavash, which is an herb-marinated chicken breast, olives, roasted red peppers, and spinach on top of a lavash cracker, a Middle Eastern hard cracker, smeared with a white bean sauce and topped with Parmesan cheese. Salads range from a seared ahi tuna to a fresh cucumber salad, one with strawberry almond chicken, and the 7M steak and potato salad, where they place grilled steak on a bed of mixed greens, tossed in a horseradish ranch dressing, and topped with roasted potatoes, sautéed mushrooms, onions, and crumbled blue cheese. The entrees are equally inventive, including fish tacos, artichoke peppercorn beef tenderloin, Caribbean chicken, raspberry whitefish, carrot zucchini pesto, grilled chicken with mint cucumber relish, nested scallops, southern mahi-mahi, crab-stuffed salmon, and my favorite, the harissa chicken with yellow pepper coulis. It's a marinated grilled chicken breast over a cranberry risotto or rice topped with sautéed vegetables and finished with sweet yellow pepper coulis, that's a sauce, for only $17.99. Now, my dinner companion loved the Korean ribs, which are pork ribs braised in a Korean-style marinade, roasted, and tossed in a chili glaze, then served with an Asian pear dipping sauce and coleslaw for just $11.99. And do not skip dessert. Try the ceviche with five, count them, five different chocolates, dark, semi, milk, Swiss, and cocoa, melted and served with chocolate crisps. That is the 7M Grill in Omaha. And I'm Mike James, the traveling gourmand for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Thanks, Mike. Be sure to check out the Midwest Today Magazine Digital Edition, where you can see all the pages just like you are holding a printed copy in your hands. It's at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.